This is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. Islanders in the Caribbean now have Hurricane Frances to deal with. The Category 4 storm is one of the strongest to hit the region in years. Wind speeds of more than 145 miles an hour were recorded yesterday as Frances hit the Turks and Caicos Islands. Authorities evacuated hundreds of people as the storm tore tin roofs off houses and plucked trees from the ground. Frances is now headed for the Bahamas. Ken Hutton is CEO of John S. George Hardware, one of the oldest hardware store chains on the islands. I spoke with him earlier. Do you feel, Mr. Hutton, that there is a big storm coming? Do you have that sense in the air? Is the light different?
I think the word you're looking for is terror. There is a lot of terror being felt here. I've been here many years and been through a lot of hurricanes, and this is the most fear I've seen ever, really.
And why is that? And do you feel it personally?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's, you know, we've been through Floyd and through Michelle and through Andrew, but this is a huge storm. It's 145 miles an hour, and as of this morning, the eye is tracking to come directly over top of us.
Right over top of you there. What does the sky look like?
The sky, it's funny. The sky, when a hurricane comes, turns this gold hue. It's like a mixture between gold and yellow. It's really eerie.
How does the air feel?
The air is very, very heavy. It's very thick, and humidity is just incredible right now. And the breeze really doesn't help matters much. It's still very hot, still very sticky.
Right. Now, what's going on at your hardware stores?
Controlled insanity would probably be the best term. Since Monday, everyone started taking this thing very, very seriously, and we've had incredible days, long days here, and we are basically we've run out of everything. We have no batteries, we have no lamps, we have no flashlights, no tape, no fuel, no nothing. It's all gone.
There was some looting of water yesterday in the Bahamas. Have you seen any of that? Were you selling water?
We weren't selling water. What we'd heard and what we saw was a couple of water delivery trucks were basically stopped in the middle of the streets, and they were just taken over by the people, and the people just took the water and ran with it.
As we speak, your stores are open?
Our stores are open. We're staying open until noon, and then I'm sending everybody home to make sure that that they're safe and their families are safe.
And what kind of hiding place do you have for your family there?
Our house is as most houses are here. It's built of concrete. We have a brick on the outside and poured concrete belt courses, and the roof is wood, and it's directly tied in and attached to a poured belt course. But again, who knows what's going to happen under 145 mile an hour sustained with gusts up to 200 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm. As you know, there have been calls for a mandatory evacuation in Florida already. That's coming up. Where can people go to be more secure where you are on your island?
Nowhere. Basically, you just go home and hunker down and make sure you've got lots of water, you've got lots of ice, and make sure you've got at least two coolers full of beer.
Ken Hutton is president and CEO of John S. George Hardware and a resident of the Bahamas. He joins us today from Nassau. Thank you, Mr. Hutton.
It's my pleasure. Okay. And pray for us, because this is going to be a bad one.